Episode three.
Three?
Because your moms were episode two.
Oh,
okay. Oh,
you were episode one.
All right. I guess that makes sense.
Episode three of the Heartbreakers.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. All right. What do you want to start off with, Evan?
I want to give a shout out. So I have a couple people, like a lot, so bear with me. I want to shout out all the doctors that were helped me with my surgery. Dr. Austin, Dr. Kim, the cast surgeon, Dr. McCumber, my cardiologist, and all the nurses that I had. They were wonderful. They fed me Jell-O. That was great. Especially Violet. She pulled out my chest tube, because I only had one, and it didn't hurt at all, and I was expecting it. And Dr. Kozik. And then the personal shout-outs, these are, like, my friends. They helped me a lot through my surgery. Obviously, Lucas, he came over a lot, and even during the hospital, I think once or twice during the hospital, and a lot since then. But especially my friends Olivia, Josiah, Madison, and Lauren. Olivia especially, she has just been great through this, and she came over like three times, right? Three? Yeah. Three since my surgery. She's brought dinner like twice, and she's just a really good friend, and so I want to shout out her Instagram, because I feel like she doesn't get enough. So it's Olivia the Hobo, and she does really, really good art on there, so you should check her out. So, yeah, that's all the shout outs I have.
Tell us about, how'd your surgery go, Evan?
It went good. It's the best one yet. It was successful. So they did like a hybrid. They opened my chest up and did a cath. Something fell. So it was supposed to be like a pretty, not like minor surgery. They're just opening my chest up, putting a film over, going from the 8th floor to the 2nd floor, taking the film off, doing the cath, and then moving back up. But it was it was longer than we thought it would be because of everything that just happened. The first thing was just getting IVs because I'm such a hard stick. They started at 8 a.m., and then at 10, they finally got all my IVs in. So that was 2 hours just to dedicate to IVs. Then they opened me up, which they went skin layer by skin layer to not cause bleeding, which was just crazy because they have a skin layer like where your heart is, and he had to just very slowly cut through, and he had the heart-lung bypass machine ready, and he was going to use it because I started to bleed, and I stopped bleeding, so he didn't have to use it. I wasn't on a heart-lung bypass at all. So they put a film over my chest, and they moved me down to the 2nd floor, which takes a while because I have an open chest, so they have a film on it.
Right.
But they're still moving me, so because that's caught, like, the guys could get infection and all kinds of other stuff. So they moved me down, and they have to take that off, which is a pain because it's all this stuff and all this, like, goo. Take it off, and then it's a simple thing, a straight shot, they thought, but it was still hard to get into where they're trying to do. So after hours and hours of trying, they finally got a stent, two stents in. A 9mm stent, which they wanted it to be like 8, so that's good, more than they wanted. And a 6mm, so that's good, that's what they needed. So your artery, like, it's a hole, and it's pinched down here, so it's kind of like a dress, how it's like big and then it's like a corset maybe. So they had to push the stent so it's still like blow up the balloon and open it so it's all 6. So you have to take away a couple millimeters for the each stent. So altogether I got 12 to 14 centimeters or millimeters, I don't remember, of opening, and that's the average for an adult is 12 to 14 centimeters. So yeah. So they said worst comes to worst, they can do a valve replacement in the cath lab, they think. And if that's all I need for a while, so yeah.
Well, that's good. And then you got a nifty little
piggy
bank.
So your mom brought me a piggy bank, and it's a little red demon devil thing.
That you scare your dog
that
with?
That I scare my dog with, and she's terrified of it. It kind of looks like a pig, like the nose.
Yeah, I think that's what my mom's saying, it was a pig.
Yeah, it's like a demon pig.
Yeah.
I just go...
With one eye.
And she's terrified. But yeah.
And then Lucas, you were at camp.
Yeah, camp was fun.
It was fun? Mm-hmm. What all did you do at camp?
Well, we went fishing and we did like wood shop and games and all that stuff. And they had the splash and dash one day instead of the triathlete trot, which was new this year. And that was fun. Everybody had fun with that.
And then you got to dunk your camper or your counselors.
Oh, yeah. We did that too. Yeah.
And then, Evan, your mom mentioned that one of the core things you wanted to talk about this time is sports systems.
Sports systems.
Like your friends are...
Okay, yeah,
your,
yeah, yeah.
Your friends and
I
family.
I think it's sports.
That's what I thought you
I was
said,
like,
too.
Support system.
Yeah, so I want to talk about how to be a friend to somebody in the hospital and somebody that's going through this type of thing. And it's really not much. Because I think people forget, like, because a lot of people haven't been through hospitals or surgeries or, like, sicknesses. So they forget that even a simple, like on an Instagram page or a comment or a DM can really, like, make your day go from, like, a 0 to a 10.
So you're saying slide in people's DMs.
Yeah, yeah. Slide into people's DMs, it makes people feel better. Even, like a how are you? But my friends have gone, like, above and beyond. They bring me dinner all the time. They come over. They watch movies with me. It's, and really all that it shows to, like, say, you know, like, we're with you. It's just, like, something so simple. And I think it's really hard for some people to grasp because it's like, well, if I don't think I'd really, you know, appreciate that. It's just like a hello. But really, you're so low. Your self-esteem can get pretty low.
Right.
So just even, like, something simple can just make you feel so good and just so happy that it, I don't know, it's confusing, but it, yeah.
Well, and I told your mom I recently did a blog on my website, and my mom has a blog called So Southern, well, and brother's girlfriend has a blog called So Southern at Heart, and I did a support system blog because, like you all, support system, I mean, that makes or breaks everything.
It does, yeah. It, for sure, it can make recovery go a lot quicker, a lot faster. It feels like, since you have so much support and love from your friends, it's like, recovery can be awful, but if you're surrounded by good friends, it's so much easier.
And not even just your friends that...
Not even, yeah.
Not just our friends that know you, but friends that are also going through the same thing.
Right, and especially like with Lucas, he's been great through this, like come over multiple times and just been like, I know what you're going through. Like, we're together, we're in this together, and it makes you feel like a lot better about what you're going through. Because you know you have somebody to stand with you.
Right. Do you have anything to say about your support systems?
Well, I mean, I haven't had as many surgeries as he has. But yeah, that definitely makes a difference when you're, like, if you are going through something like that. And then you get home and you're home for what, 6 weeks, right?
6 weeks, yeah. But, and it's not like, you don't have to bring dinner. Like,
right.
That's like above and beyond. Like a simple, like, just a like on an Instagram page can literally make your day go from 0 to 1.
It's funny how when you say like on Instagram page, because when I was in 8th grade and had my surgery,
right,
Instagram was not a thing.
Right, right.
I mean, yeah. Facebook and That's MySpace were, but like, my mom was like, you're not getting on Facebook. You're not getting on MySpace. But, I mean, a simple like care
text.
Page, like a text or a care text. Page, or, I mean, keep in mind that this was over 10 years. This was about 10 years ago, Evan.
Okay. Instant message.
There was none of that stuff.
Instant message?
Well, I mean, like, you don't have a computer when you're on
email.
Well, care page.
Okay.
So they'd message on the care page, or they would call my mom just to check in.
I have had friends call, they have their moms call my mom and say, hey, you know, is Evan doing okay? Or friends would just say, like, when can we get to doing stuff? Like, it really just helps you want to get better because you
right.
have something to look forward to
right.
after.
And then when you get home, you have all this thank you. Or not yes. Thank you, but get well soon. Yes. And
all these candy. Cars you can see over there.
Yeah.
Just like my swim team. All of them are, and that was just made me feel so good.
Well, and it's even better when you get sweets with it too.
Yeah, that helps. I have a lot of candy that I haven't touched, so maybe you all have to help me.
Yeah.
Eat candy.
And then you have that heart pillow too that your friends have signed.
So it's pretty much filled. I still have some spaces, and we can write over these words. That's okay, because signatures are better than this. But I mean it's filled. Everybody who's came, because obviously you can't send a message to do this. Right. So this is everybody who's came. You know, like I have all these people, and it really means something. Because every once in a while, I'll pick up some of these pillows and I'll just like reminisce. And look through all these and see, like, just to see who came and.
Well, it's because it's not like if you have a cast on, so you can't have people right on your body, because that will just wash off. So you have this nice heart pillow that Bravehearts has given you.
Yes, Bravehearts and Norton Children's Hospital, and hopefully we'll have a bunch of these in the new CICU.
Yeah, or the.
It's coming soon.
Yeah.
Well, that would be nice.
The Jennifer Lawrence CICU.
Yes, for sure.
And then we had a nice conversation today about a type of cookie.
I swear.
Oh, cookie,
so we
yes.
went to a bakery. And so if you know anything about, like, bakeries, they sell this type of cookie. Some people call it macarons. Some people call it macaroons. It's whatever. Well, I was mad because...
Or it's macaroon.
Macaroon or macaron or whatever. Well, I got into a little argument because they think it's macaroon, and I thought it was macaron, or macaron. But, so we go to the place, and they have these cookies. And so I ask them, hey, is this a macaron, or how do you pronounce it? And they said, well, we call them macaroons, because macarons are refrigerated, so they're a little bit different. And so they're all like, hey, and like, oh, Evan, you want a macaroon? I got one, and it was good, but that's...
You got a Cookie Monster one.
I got a Cookie Monster and a Strawberry Champagne, and it was better. Just saying.
But the Cookie Monster had the cookie in the middle.
Yeah, but it wasn't a macaron. It was a macaroon.
None of them tasted good after that, because he knew it wasn't called what it
was. And I was mad, because I've always wanted to try, like, an authentic...
Well, I guess you're going to have to go online and order from, the place in France. I don't remember what it's called, but it's a famous place in France.
It's probably really expensive.
It's in Paris. That. That's all I know.
Yeah, so probably.
It won't be called a macaroon in Paris, though. So.
That'd be a macaroon.
Well, I think they have some in the state side, but I'm not sure.
I bet kind of like the Kinder thing, the Kinder Surprise Eggs.
Oh,
Kinder Joy. Yeah, those are.
They are like it's the place starts with an L. I don't remember what it's called.
Maybe it's.
I don't remember, but there. That's
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's in Paris. I can see where it is. It's on the famous shopping street.
Yeah, the famous cafe. I think.
No, it's they just sell macarons.
Macarons. Yeah. I was really mad, you guys.
And then he got back, and it was on a TV show, and they were talking about it, and they also said macaroon.
And it's on Impractical Jokers, my favorite TV show. Well, it used to be. Now they said it wrong, so I'm mad.
So, because they said it wrong, it's no longer your favorite TV show.
No, it's still my favorite TV show. Yeah. I like The Office, too.
Yeah, that's funny.
I still haven't finished it.
Say, you're still working on it?
Yeah, I'm on like season 7 or 8.
You're almost there, then.
Yeah, there's only 9 seasons.
Well, you're almost there. Well, you can just rewatch it afterwards.
I have it all recorded, so yeah, I will start from season 3 and work my way up. It's a good TV show.
Yeah.
And Big Brother. Yeah. That's my other favorite TV show. Is good. And I'm watching it right now.
You mean you don't watch The Bachelorette?
No.
Come on, Evan.
Come on. No. That's all fake, I think.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just like my dog fake sneezes.
All scripted. Yeah, she fake sneezes.
To get attention.
Was that your impression of your dog?
Yeah. If I do that, she'll keep doing it. Like, if she sneezes and I do that, she'll sneeze for like an hour. That's pretty funny. Or not an hour. She'll sneeze until I do it again.
Well, and then there's a big fundraiser for Brave, well, potential fundraiser for Bravehearts coming up this Saturday. Do y'all,
Splash and Dash?
Y'all want to talk about Splash and Dash?
Yeah, sure. I might be there. I don't know because it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
And I just am allowed to be out. So I don't know if I'm going to go or not, but I want to, kind of.
Yeah. And we're going to go to the Splash and Dash, and it'll be fun. They have a 1K or a 5K, and obviously I'm doing the 1K. I'm not doing the 5K.
You're not going to walk 3 miles?
No, I'm not doing that.
You could do it.
I could, but no. It's too hot. It'll be hot.
But you have water. You'll get splashed. Yeah.
Well, that's true. And we'll be splashed and sprayed along the way.
Yeah, it's not unless it's like the, well, it's not like the color run where you'll get color all over
no.
you.
No. Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be a big thing. They have a whole bunch of stuff for little kids to do, like jumpies and face painting and all that. That usually gets all over Caroline's clothes, is all the face paint, because she does all that. But yeah, it'll be fun.
You mean you don't do face paint?
Yeah, I was going to say, no. You're not going to get a face paint?
Get tiger face.
Yeah, okay.
So, whenever you remember the big red dance? Is that what it was called?
The second chance dance.
No.
You all were the second chance dance?
Yeah, we went to the second chance dance. That's it.
That was like 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I was there too.
You were?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
Because Felicia was one of my
really
friends.
No, don't get the picture. Quit it.
Oh.
That's my friend, I love you.
No, I was there.
Did I just show her?
So, Felicia Armstrong was one of my really good friends from camp.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
So, what was
the
it?
What dance?
The Dance Big Red.
Yeah, Dance Big Red.
I wasn't there for that.
Whenever it was first starting out, we used to go every year.
Was I there? Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
So whenever it was first starting out, well, whenever we were little, I don't know if that's when it first started out.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Whenever it first started out for us, they had a lot of face painting. So me and him used to get like Spider-Man and Batman.
Yeah.
And I remember they had like all the cheerleaders there and they were dancing. One of them kissed me and I cried. And she felt really bad. Well, at preschool, I told everybody I had a girlfriend. And so for like 3 years, I had a girlfriend. The same one. And I think you did the same thing.
I probably did.
You had a girlfriend? You both had girlfriends?
I probably
in preschool?
Said that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did. I remember at one point I said I had 5.
Yeah, so, I do remember that. Yeah.
Ladies man over
Lucas
here.
Lucas was pimping.
So. Yeah.
You mean you weren't?
No, I had one. I was loyal.
You're loyal?
Yeah.
Mr. Cheater over here.
Yeah, I know.
Just a pimp, not a cheater.
They were all from church, too.
Were you getting money for it?
Then, oh my gosh.
That's different.
That's not pimping.
That's not pimping.
But yeah, no, Dance Big Red. I've never been. It's a bowling green. I don't want to travel that far.
I went.
It was here, wasn't it?
Oh, then that's, you're talking about a different thing then.
Wait, you're talking about WKU, right?
Yeah, that's Dance Big Red.
We're talking about Louisville.
Oh, the thing Ray, that was sponsored by, Red. The thing that's, that was sponsored by Chili's.
Yeah.
It's oh, no. Okay, then that's, I don't know what that is then. Is it Clipping for Kids? Is that, that's the one sponsored by Chili's now.
It might be.
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't remember, but it was some dance.
I got a whole bunch of Chili's wristbands in my Lego box.
And we got that one crayon thing we were little to. You remember that? Had like 15 different color
yes,
crayons on it.
I do, and it was like a triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? That. Memories. Right there. And the last time we went is remember like the Gangnam Style and Harlem Shake was all like popular.
Yeah.
And so we were like doing all these like weird dance moves.
The is it the Bernie?
Yeah,
but yeah, we also did a lot of face paint at the golf scrambles. I don't know how many shirts that I run at the golf scrambles.
Braveheart shirts,
all the
yeah,
Braveheart
shirts,
all ruined. The white ones were just ruined.
Because we used to get we all got the Cardinal, all the boys.
Yeah, and we would have
me,
this big Cardinal
Lucas
on our
face. Me, Lucas, and Caleb would get the Cardinal. So we'd run around and we'd get so sweaty that it wouldn't look like
yeah.
It looked like a demon.
Like a demon zombie or something.
So, and then we'd go to Baronio's
afterwards. Everybody
so
thought we were
these,
insane.
I would always wash up, but Caleb didn't want to wash us off. So
oh, yeah.
He looked insane.
It was so all like funny. Black and red smeared all over our face.
So maybe that's a new fashion statement for Tony and Dwight.
Maybe yeah, they could have.
They could.
The black and red, like tribal war, like paint.
So when they go to U of L games, they need it. That's what they need to wear.
Yeah, yeah, they do for sure.
Hear that, Tony?
You gotta do it.
He's got U of L stuff all over his office and our and Steelers.
I have a big Wolfville
number
pointer
one.
Finger. Yeah, it's cool. My mom's friends at work got it for me.
Just gotta go to games now.
They're really cool. I've been to a couple games. I was the honorary captain at a game.
Well, that's cool.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I have an ACC coin in there where they flip the coin. He let me have it, and it was really cool. Huh?
Shout out to
Kelsey.
Kelsey.
Yeah, Kelsey Petrino got me that.
Oh, well, and did you go to the football?
I didn't.
I know you just had had surgery.
Yeah, just.
But it looked like everyone had a lot of fun.
Kelsey Petrino is awesome.
I know.
She got me all those tickets, and because I've got a couple tickets from her, that are really they were great tickets and like the. Honorary captain thing. She did that for me, and it was great.
Yeah, no, she does a lot of things.
A different kid every year. She does a lot for the community.
She's a great person. I think the whole Petrino family is a good people.
Good people?
Is a good people, yeah.
Is a good people. Are good people.
They are good people, yeah. Gosh.
And macarons are really macaroons.
You know, we're always going to bug you about that now, Evan.
Yeah, I know.
We are.
And that, I don't like it.
Because you said you know the pronunciation because you watch a French baking show.
Yes, that's what you
said. Okay. It's not French.
What was
it? I said that, but they had a French episode. So, it's like a DIY channel. They do a lot of cooking on it. And they did a French macaron episode, and they could not make them. And so, that's where I learned.
Oh, there's a show on Netflix called Nailed It. Mm-hmm. It's basically a Pinterest baking fail show. Like, they try to...
I don't have...
Like, if these people that are normal people like us,
mm-hmm.
and they try to make, like, let's say your piggy bank is what they're trying to make.
Okay.
The end result does not look like your piggy bank. It's supposed to, but it's not.
So it's funny?
Yeah. Because people, it's normal people like us that are not creative with baking.
Okay.
There was one guy that was on there. He said that he does not follow recipes for baking. He just goes with the flow.
Oh.
Sometimes that's
so the first round, the first round he failed because he was trying to make a cookie and it didn't work. Second
how can
round.
You fail a cookie?
Because if you don't follow the directions on how, because he didn't know how to make it.
Oh, so they don't get directions?
They get directions, but he chose not to follow.
I don't think I like this person.
You don't like this person because they didn't make a cookie right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So I need to say we're not going to go buy a cookie from him.
We're not going to have him on the show.
No.
No.
And then Disney, not Datney.
Disney, not Datney.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I saw a meme the other day that had that. And I just wanted to let you all know I'm not crazy. And I have seen it before. And I didn't make it up. But I'm going to find it. Disney, not that. Hold on, I'm just gonna search Datney.
It's K-N-E-E.
Yeah, I know how to spell it. Datney.
That conversation about advanced AP English.
See? It's two knees, and one of them says Disney, and the other, or one says Datney, and this one
says
Disney.
Like, see? As in, and
I didn't,
with the Disney font.
Right, and it, see? It was funny.
Yeah. It's just a picture of a knee, though. It's not...
It's funny. It's...
Anything else on your notes?
My notes. One of them said Tony and Dwight, because I want to make sure we talk about them.
You want to talk... What do you want to talk about them?
Thanks for help with the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Is that all you want to say, Tony?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And they gotta get their face painted.
Yeah, they gotta get their face painted like a cardinal. Or I will settle for this. Demon pig.
When this episode goes up, I'll send them a picture of that.
And sounds good.
Yeah.
Tell them that that's what you want on their face.
Yeah. I would prefer that, yeah.
For the next.
And I'll have to send us a picture of it, too. For the next Salsaritas fundraiser.
Salsaritas. Shout out. Salsaritas.
I was going to say, we could bring face paint to the next time and just have. You all could paint them.
Because Pam Stallings brought some chips to the hospital and it was a good meal. So, yeah. I just want to say shout out to Salsaritas because they were Salsaritas chips.
Salsaritas chips.
They were good.
Yeah, but for the next fundraiser, they'll have to have their faces painted.
Product.
We can bring face paint and just paint whatever we want on it, too.
Madison and Lauren's dad, Will, he could do the face painting. Yeah, he could. Because he does face painting.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Tony and Dwight are in for a treat, then.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and if they don't do it, I'm going to cry. So.
You hear that? You don't want to make Evan cry.
You don't want to make Evan cry.
I can make myself cry.
You can make yourself cry.
He'll do it just because they didn't get a face paint.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, again, I want to shout out Olivia the Hobo on Instagram. Go follow her, please.
All one word?
Oh, yeah, all one word, Olivia the Hobo. So, yeah, that's it.
Any shout-outs for you?
Well, for all the doctors for all the doctors that helped Evan and for my neighbor Derek. I know nobody knows who that is, but Evan. But
well, no one knows who some of that shout-outs that
well,
Evan said.
But he's just for being Derek.
He's great.
He is. He's funny.
Any camp shout-outs? Like Alvin? Because he's over in, he's going to go to Spain.
Alvin, I know. I hope he does well. And
is he in the military?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in Navy.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope he does well in Navy, and I hope Alan comes back, because he may not, but
what does that mean?
No, Alan was supposed to leave next year.
Oh, for
at camp.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't know.
He told me he's saving up to go to visit Alvin in Spain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he might not be back as a worker next year, but if he is, that's great.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for episode 3, 1, 2.
Not the second one.
The third one.
And it's 3:33.
Oh, and we're wrapping up the third episode at 3:33.
Yep.
On August 2nd, though. August 3rd.
Oh, well.
All right. That's it for the Heartbreakers, guys. You want to say bye?
Bye.